हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ नमो भगवते रुद्राय भगवते रुद्राय से थ्री टाइम्स नाउ एनीथिंग आई से थ्री टाइम्स आफ्टर मी ॐ नमो भगवते ऑल ऑन द सेम स्वरा ॐ नमो भगवते ॐ नमो भगवते रुद्राय ॐ नमो भगवते रुद्राय व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ द सेंटेंस सारो ओके रुद्र मीन्स वाट ओके गुड ओके रुद्र मीन्स वाट लेट मी आस्क यू नाउ मेनी क्वेश्चंस आई आस्क द क्वेश्चन नाउ आई आस्क द लाइक स्टेप बाय स्टेप व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड रुद्र इफ यू डोंट से आई रिपीट हियर आफ्टर
ड्राइव अवे द सॉरो
How did they get the word? What the derivation? Rut means. I've got to say all those things. Rut. Rut. Like kindergarten class. Rut means. Unwanted. Undesirable. Sorrow. Dravayati. Means. Drives away. Therefore, Rudraha means the one who drives away sorrow. Rudraya means to the Rudra. Therefore, Namaha means what? Salutations. Salutations unto the Lord Rudraha. Who drives away sorrow. Is it clear now? Who is Rudra then? Shivaha. Who is Rudraha? Shivaha. One who drives away sorrow is who? Rudra. One who is devoid of sorrow is who? Shivaha. Isn't it? Amazing. Okay. So I didn't want you to forget. You have to remember everything. What is just simply learning mechanically? Isn't it? Theru nimmal rudran solla porul thenu. Om namo bhagavate rudraya.
Om namo bhagavate rudraya.
Om bhagavate rudraya. Om namo bhagavate rudraya. Okay. First I tell the first verse then we go to rudram, okay? ॐ अथात्मानं शिवात्मानम्
अथात्मानं
शिवात्मानम् जस्ट् से आफ्टर् मी डोण्ट् वरी अबौट् इट् अथात्मानं शिवात्मानम्
अथात्मानं
शिवात्मानम् श्रीरुद्ररूपं ध्यायेत्
श्रीरुद्ररूपं ध्यायेत्
श्रीरुद्ररूपं ध्यायेत्
श्रीरुद्ररूपं ध्यायेत्
शुद्धस्फटिकसङ्काशम्
शुद्धस्फटिकसङ्काशम्
ऐ थिङ्क् दिस् टू वर्ड्स् यु हव् टु राइट् ऐ थिङ्क् शुद् मे बी नाट् नौ ऐ विल् गिव् यू नेक्स्ट् वीक् शुद्धस्फटिकसङ्काशम्
शुद्धस्फटिकसङ्काशम्
त्रिनेत्रम्
त्रिनेत्रम्
पञ्चवक्त्रकम्
पञ्चवक्त्रकम्
गङ्गाधरम् दशभुजम्
गङ्गाधरम् दशभुजम्
सर्वाभरणभूषितम्
सर्वाभरणभूषितम्
नीलग्रीवम्
नीलग्रीवम्
शशाङ्काङ्कम्
शशाङ्काङ्कम्
नागयज्ञोपवीतिनम्
नागयज्ञोपवीतिनम्
व्याघ्रचर्मोत्तरीयञ्च
व्याघ्रचर्मोत्तरीयञ्च
वरेण्यम् अभयप्रदम्। ओके, दिस् विल् डू लेटर्। नौ विल् कम् टु दि आक्चुअल् रुद्रम्। सो यू हव् टु प्राक्टिस् सैमल्टेनियस्लि बोथ्। Then I get everything written in Tamil and then give it to you in English and then give you. For all of it, get the concentration of the verses. Otherwise you can't follow. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. नमस्ते रुद्रमन्यव उतोत इषवे नमः।
नमस्ते रुद्रमन्यव उतोत इषवे नमः।
ओके, नाउ आई नो व्हाट टू डू। नमस्ते रुद्र,
नमस्ते रुद्र,
नमस्ते रुद्र,
नमस्ते रुद्र,
नमस्ते ते रुद्र,
नमस्ते रुद्र,
मन्यव
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 उतोत
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 इषवे नमः,
इषवे नमः,
इषवे नमः। ओम नमस्ते रुद्रमन्यव उतोत इषवे नमः।
नमस्ते रुद्रमन्यव उतोत इषवे नमः।
बुक।
नमस्ते रुद्रमन्यव
उतोत इषवे नमः। नमस्ते रुद्रमन्यव उतोत इषवे नमः। त्री टाइम्स हंटिंगला हेड शॉट थ्री टाइम्स। ओके, नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने,
नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने,
नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने,
नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने।
बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः,
बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः,
बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः,
बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः।
यात इषु शिवतमा,
यात इषु शिवतमा,
यात इषु शिवतमा,
यात इषु शिवतमा।
शिवम् बभूवते धनुः,
शिवम् बभूवते धनुः,
शिवम् बभूवते धनुः,
बभूवते धनुः,
शिवम् बभूवते धनुः,
शिवम् बभूवते धनुः,
शिवम् बभूवते धनुः,
शिवम्
बभूवते धनुः। शिवा शरव्या,
शिवा शरव्या,
शिवा शरव्या, शिवा शरव्या। यातवतया,
यातवतया,
यातवतया, शिवा शरव्या, यातवतया,
शिवा शरव्या,
यातवतया,
शिवा
शरव्या, यातवतया, शिवा शरव्या, यातवतया। नो रुद्रमृडय,
नो रुद्रमृडय,
नो रुद्रमृडय, शिवा शरव्या, यातवतया। नो रुद्रमृडय,
शिवा
शरव्या, यातवतया। नो रुद्रमृडय,
శివాశరౌయాతవతయానోరుద్రమృడయ
అగైన్
శివాశరౌయాతవతయానోరుద్రమృడయ
యా అగైన్
శివాశరౌయాతవతయానోరుద్రమృడయ
శివాశరౌయాతవతయానోరుద్రమృడయ
యాతవతయానోరుద్రమృడయ
యా ఓకే సెగన్
శివాశరౌయాతవతయానోరుద్రమృడయ
యాతే రుద్ర శివ
తనూర్ఘోరా పాపకాశిని
యాతే రుద్ర శివ తనూర్ఘోరా పాపకాశిని
యాతే రుద్ర శివ తనూర్ఘోరా పాపకాశిని
యాతే రుద్ర శివ తనూర్ఘోరా పాపకాశిని
యాతే రుద్ర శివ తనూర్ఘోరా పాపకాశిని
యాతే రుద్ర శివ తనూర్ఘోరా పాపకాశిని సగేన్
యాతే రుద్ర శివ తనూర్ఘోరా పాపకాశిని తయానస్తనువా శంతమయా తయానస్తనువా శంతమయా గిరిశంతాభిచాకశీహి తయానస్తనువా శంతమయా గిరిశంతాభిచాకశీహి యామిషుం గిరిశంత హస్తే గిరిశంత गिरिशन्तहस्ते यामिषुङ्गिरिशन्तहस्ते
ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్ టైమ్ ఐ టీచ్ లైక్ గణపాఠ యామేషుం 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 గిరిశంత 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 హస్తే 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 గిరిశంత హస్తే యామేషుం గిరిశంత హస్తే యు విల్ నాట్ ఫర్గెట్ ది స్వరం యామేషుం గిరిశంత హస్తే యామేషుం గిరిశంత హస్తే యామేషుం 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 గిరిశంత 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 హస్తే 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 గిరిశంత హస్తే యామేషుం గిరిశంత హస్తే యామేషుం గిరిశంత హస్తే యామేషుం గిరిశంత హస్తే యామేషుం గిరిశంత హస్తే బిభర్ష్య దట్స్ ఓన్లీ వే ఐ కెన్ గెట్ టు దర్ స్వరమ్స్ No, there will be none. How to make it glad as for us then? Because Rudra can't make mistakes. Yameshum girishantahaste.
Yameshum girishantahaste.
Bibharshastave. 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 No? Bibharshastave. 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 Yameshum girishantahaste. Bibharshastave. Yameshum girishantahaste. Bibharshastave. యామిషుం గిరిశంతహస్తే బిభర్షస్తవే యామిషుం గిరిశంతహస్తే బిభర్షస్తవే శివాం గిరిత్ర శివాం గిరిత్ర శివాం గిరిత్ర శివాం గిరిత్ర తాం కురు తాం కురు తాం కురు శివాం గిరిత్ర శివాం గిరిత్ర శివాం గిరిత్ర
శివాం గిరిత్ర
తాం కురు
తాం కురు
మాహిగుంసే పురుషం జగత్
పురుషం జగత్
పురుషం జగత్ మాహిగుంసే పురుషం జగత్
మాహిగుంసే
పురుషం జగత్ మాహిగుంసే పురుషం జగత్ మాహిగుంసే పురుషం జగత్ మాహిగుంసే పురుషం జగత్ జగత్ ఓకే So, we have to see the meanings also now. Till here. Now, actually, from second anuvaka onwards, it will be, oh, every word, small word, very easy. Only here you have to know. You know the word namaste, rudra, manyava. Remember anger, ishuhu, arrow. You said, hey Bhagavan, salutations to your anger, salutations to your arrow, salutations to your bow, salutations to your shoulders which are holding the bow and the most auspicious arrow which are holding and the bow and also what, your quiver, with all of them, O Lord Rudra, please us, make us happy. Now we ask for what now? No Rudra Mridaya, remember that, Mridaya, Mridayati means what? Pleases. Like gachati, patati, likati, what's the verb here? Mridayati. Ambalaki peru Mridani. Shiva is called Mridaha. Mridapriya. Devi's name is called Mridapriya. Know why she is Mridapriya? Who is Mridaha? Shiva's another name is called Mridaha. Understand now? Mridaha. Why is it called Mridaha? Because Mridayati, one who pleases. So, oh Mridaha, hey Mridaya, oh Lord, please make us happy with your quiver, with your arrow, with your bow, with all the weapons you hold to punish us, to correct us, not to destroy us, okay? All the weapons are only for correcting us, not for destroying us. All the weapons which are holding to punish us, thereby to correct us, with all of them, oh Lord, please make us happy, Mridaya. That's one meaning, isn't it? I told you every word I explained to you last class. Till the third mantra, isn't it? Didn't I? Okay, hereafter I'll explain to you everything. I explained to you everything, you forgot about it. Doesn't matter, I'll repeat it again. Hereafter, if you don't say what I teach the previous class, I'll repeat it. I made a point to repeat if you don't tell me what I teach in the previous class. There's a teacher. Shiva Sharau. Okay, repeat it. Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha. Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha. I told you already the word Namaha always comes with the fourth case, isn't it? Namaste Rudra. I told you already. Salutations unto you, Lord. Hey Rudra. Salutations unto you. Then Namaste Rudra. Manyave. Manyuhu means anger. Manyave means what? To your anger. Isn't it? Then Ishave. Ishuhu means arrow. Ishave means what? To your arrow. To the arrow. Ambukku ambu. Different circle. Fourth case. Remember that. That's why I taught you in the class also. Like Ramaya, Bhaktaya, taught you last class. It's a little Sanskrit you all left. I don't remember now. So here, Ishave means what? To your arrow. Then salutations to your arrow. Then what? Namaste astu dhanvane. Namaha te astu. Namaste astu dhanvane. Dhanvan means bow. And dhanuhu also means bow. Dhanvane to the arrow, to your bow. So salutations to you. To your anger, to your arrow, to your bow. Isn't it? Namaste astu dhanvane bahubhyam utate namaha. Also to what? To your shoulders. What are shoulders? Which are holding the bow. Okay? So here he says, which are holding the bow. So, then namaste bahubhyam utate namaha. That is the first mantra. Isn't it? First is what? Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha. Number one, first mantra. Second mantra. Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bahubhya Mutate Namaha. In the first mantra, you said salutations to Bhagavan and to his anger and arrow. Three namaskarams. The second mantra, you do namaskaram to Bhagavan's bow, to Bhagavan, Bhagavan's bow and Bhagavan's shoulders. Then Dhanvan and Bahu. And then, in the third mantra, first in two mantras you have paid your salutations to Bhagavan, anger, his arrow, his bow and his shoulders. Isn't it? Rendu mantra aichu. Then what a third mantra? And third mantra, he should say, what your bow is auspicious, your arrow is auspicious, your quiver is most auspicious, and with all your weapons, O Lord, please us, make us happy. The third mantra is what? No, where it ends now, I tell you. Yata Ishu Shivatama Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuhu Shiva Sharau Yata Vatayano Rudram Rudaya. Still then, third mantra. What does it mean? What the arrow which you are holding, the auspicious one, the bow which you are having, the auspicious one, the Vidya quiver, the auspicious quiver, with all of them, Oh Lord Rudra, make us happy. It's some chandasa prayogam. You can't exactly find the correction things, okay? It won't be plural. It's not in plural. It's in taya. Taya means, sharavya means a quiver. Okay? With a quiver, may you protect us. So using all your weapons, oh Lord, don't punish us. Please bless us. Thereby make us happy. உங்களுடைய ஆயுதங்களை வைத்துக்கொண்டு எங்களை காக்கு எங்களை வந்து சந்தோஷப்படுத்தணும். Isn't it? You please make us happy. Don't really punish us for you don't use them for punishment. That's the meaning. The third mantra. What is the third mantra? Yata Ishu Shivatama Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuhu. Say now. Yata Ishu Shivatama Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuhu Shiva Sharau. See, wherever Shiva 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 come, if you understand here, the Shiva means in this context, auspicious. The Shivam Dhanuhu means what? Auspicious bow. Shiva Sharavya, auspicious quiver. Is it clear now? Shivaha Sharaha, auspicious arrow. Shivaha, understand now? That is the way it is called. The Shivatama means what? The most auspicious. Isn't it? The same thing. Shivaha in this word, in this mantra, in this place, the word Shivaha is used in the sense of what? actual sense, actual meaning of Shiva is what? Auspiciousness. That is used as what? As adjective here. Shivatama ishu, the most auspicious arrow. Shivaha dhanuhu, auspicious arrow. So Shivam dhanuhu, auspicious arrow. Shiva sharavya, auspicious quiver. But why three genders? Shivaha, masculine gender. Shiva, feminine gender. Shivam, neutral gender. Understand, what is the meaning? Auspicious, when you say, adjective is also same. Shivaha, Shiva, Shivam. All the three words mean the same. Now, can Shiva Mahila, auspicious woman. Shivaha Purushaha, auspicious man. Shivam, no, Shivam Pushpam, auspicious flower. There's no big difference. And he uses all three, no? With your auspicious bow, with your auspicious arrow, with your auspicious quiver, O Lord, please make us happy. Mridaya, naha yengalai as, mridaya, make us, make happy. Naha mridaya means what? Make us happy. Please do please us. Protect us, that's the meaning. Got third mantra now? Got fourth mantra now. Then he says, Yate Rudra Shiva Tanuhu. Tanuhu means what? Form. Tanuhu literally means body. Tanuhu means form. Tanuhu. And Shiva Tanuhu. Because it's the Shiva, Shiva, Shiva comes. We can't forget daughter. Okay? Shiva, Shiva, Shiva comes now. Shiva Tanuhu means what? Auspicious form. What is auspicious? Whose auspicious form? Bhagavan's auspicious form. What is Bhagavan's auspicious form? We read the previous class. What is that? Pure existence, which is pure consciousness. Therefore, what? All these forms are what? All these forms are Bhagavan's form only, isn't it? Pure, actually. So, what is pure auspicious form? Yate Rudra Shiva Tanuhu. That form of yours, which is auspicious, what is the form? Aghora. Aghora means what? The most beautiful, isn't Aghora? Ghora means what? Horrible. Aghora means what? Beautiful. Isn't it? It horrifies. Terrifies a Ghora. Aghora means what? Beautiful. Isn't it? Beautiful matter because the form is beauty itself. Why it is beautiful? I told you. Why the form of the Lord is auspicious? Why? I told you. That which is devoid of sorrow, that which does not cause sorrow, that which drives away sorrow is auspiciousness. Isn't it? So auspicious form is what now? So consciousness does not cause sorrow. Consciousness does not, isn't it, have sorrow. Consciousness, once you know that consciousness is the self, drives away what? Sorrow. Isn't it? Therefore what? Therefore we say Shiva, isn't it? Shiva, Tanuhu, that is Aghora. Aghora means what? Beautiful, not horrible. Aghora. Many people have Aghoram Ayyangar, Aghoram Ayyar, we have many people name is Aghoram also. And then so Aghoram means beautiful in fact. Why it is beauty by itself? Because look at this. This reality. Reality is fullness. Isn't it? Fullness is what? Fullness. Where there is fullness, there is, in fact, where there is fullness, then there is no inadequacy. Then the fullness, where there is fullness, they do not find fault. Isn't it? They were not finding fault is what? Accommodation. Accommodation is what? Expression of fullness. Isn't it? Expression of fullness. That is what? Love. And love is what? Love attracts. Isn't it? Love attracts. Why? If nobody finds fault with you, isn't it? You would be very happy. If somebody finds fault with you, you won't be happy, isn't it? Nobody, I said, no human being wants to be blamed. Isn't it? You are attracted towards something which does not find fault with you, which accommodates you. See, where I am not accommodated, there I feel out of place. There I feel unhappy. I don't like that, isn't it? Where I am, anything which doesn't accommodate, Okay, I'm where I'm accepted, I feel at home. Isn't it? Accepted, accommodated, I feel at home. Therefore, what now? What is accommodation means what? Not finding fault is what? Accommodation, acceptance. And if the finding fault is not possible, isn't it? Finding fault is possible only if there is inadequacy. Kurai yaar paarparna. Kurai irupor kurai kaanbar. Understand? And where there is inadequacy, then you will find fault. If there is fullness, there is no inadequacy, then you will not find fault at all. Once you don't find fault, you attract expression of, that is fullness, isn't it? So not finding fault is what? Love. Once you are loving, you attract. So what is it attracts really? Isn't it? Love attracts. Anything that attracts is what? Beauty. That which attracts is beauty. Love attracts. Therefore, love is beauty. What is love? Non-fault-finding accommodation is love. When you revel in fullness. What is fullness? Bhagavan Swarupam. Isn't it? What is that auspicious form? Aghora. Look at that. To say Aghora, I had to say so much. Can you believe? This is Rudram. Aghora means what? Beautiful. Beautiful, what a beautiful form. Why Bhagavan is beautiful? Because it is very beauty. Fullness. Fullness. In fullness, there is accommodation. Accommodation is non-fault-finding, not, isn't it? Fault in accommodation is love. Love attracts, anything that attracts is beauty. Therefore, love is beauty. Aghora. Isn't it? Then we say, apapakashini. Does consciousness have any papam? Does consciousness have any punyam? No. Understand now? Consciousness has no papam, no punyam. Isn't it? Punyam alla namakku only for the mind, everything, isn't it? Therefore, apapakashini means what? That which is free from all the punya papas. That thy auspicious form, which is fullness, which is beauty by itself, which is love. And that is what? In fact, which is free from all punya papas, apapakashini, by that form, O Lord, that form is what? His taya tanuva, by your, that by that auspicious form, which is love, which is beauty, which is all attractive, which is free from punya papas, by that form, shantamaya, the most auspicious form, hey Girishanta, I taught the meaning of the word Girishanta last week. Arkar parakalunda peru chen Girishanta, nalla peru. Okay, if you have grandson, you have named him as a Girishanta. Okay, Girishanta Abhichakashihi. Nalla Shivan, Bhagavan's name, isn't it? Abhichakashihi. Now, may you, with thy form, may you enlighten us. May you, with thy form, Abhichakashihi, it means what? May you enlighten. With what? Can you enlighten us? With thy form. Which form? Which is the beauty, which is fullness, and which is the most auspicious. Which is free from punya papas. It means what? What does it mean here? May you reveal thy form to me. What is implied? Andha swarupathe enakku kaattu. Not these local dancing forms, okay? Adhu Natarajar vanda enakku. Adam irukkirappa how you look, when you are not dancing, I want that form. Reveal thy swarupam to me. Act Andhanar got it. He was worshipping the Nataraja, but he got Nataraja's original form. Anyway. I'm coming. So, Girishanta Abhichakashihi. May you enlighten my mind with that form. I got it now. Next. Then, he is saying, Hey Girishanta, he is calling the Lord. We are calling the Lord now. We are calling how? Yameshum Girishanta, Hey Girishanta. Invocative. Hey Girishanta, Bhagavan, you are calling Bhagavan by Hey Girishanta. I told you last class, Girau Stitva Sham Tanoti Iti Girishantaha. The one who bestows auspiciousness, remaining as the very subject matter of the Veda Shastram. I told you, Girihi is equal to mountain. Mountain represents all the four Vedas, and in that remaining as the one who is remaining as the subject matter of the Veda Shastram, and Sham means what? Sham means auspiciousness. Tanoti means what? Spreads, bestows. Therefore, Shastra Malayin Saramayirindu Mangalatte Nalhugiravan. One who bestows auspiciousness, remaining as the very subject matter of the Shastram. Shastra Giri, isn't it? Sham Giri Shanta Girau Stitva Sham Tanoti. You got it now? This is for some people who know Sanskritam also. Girau Stitva, the Stitva goes. Girau Stitva Sham Tanoti. Sham Tanoti, the one who bestows auspiciousness, remaining as the very subject matter of the Shastram, represented by what? Mountain. Is it clear now? Mountain always stands for what? Mountain stands for Shastra. Veda is always likened to what? Isn't it? Mountain. Why? Look at this. Because mountain, the bottom of the mountain is what stands for Karmakanda. Understand this also. I want to understand. See, the whole Vedic way of life, you have to understand this. You have to know all these things. The bottom of the mountain represents the Karmakandaha. Karmakanda is equal to, Karmakanda implies living a life of Karma Yoga, that is Grihastha Ashrama Dharma. Grihastha Ashrama Dharma represented by what? Karma, by living. How is it fulfilled now? How should it be lived? A life of Karma Yoga should be lived. Isn't it? And what is that? It stands for what? Karma Yoga of the Veda. Represented by what? Bottom of the mountain. So bottom of the mountain stands for Karma Kanda of the Veda. Karma Kanda is what? Stands for Grihastha Ashrama Dharma. That is why you don't need to leap to the peak of the mountain. You can just go from here. Isn't it? That is why Grihastha Ashrama Dharma. Isn't it? Then the middle part of the mountain represents Upasana Kanda of the Vedaha. Upasana Kanda of the Veda stands for what? Vanaprastha Ashramaha. Is it clear now? Ashrama also now. And the peak of the mountain stands for what? Actually, the Jnana Kanda of the Vedaha. Which stands for Sannyasa Ashramaha. Everyone has to go to what? Sannyasa one day or the other. Sannyasa means what? Isn't it? Not simply wear the dress, isn't it? Everyone has to become emotionally mature. You start your life after Brahmacharyam, you have studied everything, and you enter into Grihastha Ashrama Dharma, wherein you really live, isn't it? Using your buddhi, isn't it? You live a life of karma yoga, having purushartha nischayaha, knowing the value of knowledge, being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, living a life of dharma, living a life of karma yoga, you live your grihastha ashrama dharma. Thereby what? You become emotionally ready for, that is only way you get meditative disposition, stillness, no? That is how you become ready. Then what? Then you climb further. You climb some distance. You have learnt really lot of experiences. Then what now? You have to climb up now. Only then you will know what is hitting for some time. You have to walk for long distance. Then you know oh my God, how nice is to sit for some time. It is not in London, okay, UK. You don't even walk. If you walk, it's not very strenuous. In India, in hot summer, you should walk in villages. No bus, nothing. You have to just walk, carrying water bottle. Sometimes there's no water. Sometimes no. You have to carry water bottles, and you keep walking, and you sit under a tree. Oh, a big tree. My God, so nice it will be. Sit there and eat and drink. So nice it will be. Isn't it? Like that you climb for some time, then you sit very nice. You know what is sitting. Running, all the time, busy in Grihastashrama life. You relax. Meditation. Mind becomes calmer. Understand now? Upasana. You're also older, little older also. Physically also you grow older. That is why Shastram does not expect a person to still meditate at the age of very young age. You know that? Very beautiful Veda Shastram. Who said go for meditation classes? What are you living this life for? Have purusharthanischaya. What are you going to gain at last? I want jnanam, I can't miss jnanam. That is the very purpose of living with this life. So committed to the pursuit of knowledge. So with the commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, I need to be mentally ready. It is impossible for me to have the jnanam unless I told you, arrow must be straight and sharp, isn't it? Like that, mind must be what? Pure and steady, for which I had to, without any questioning, had surrender my will to dharma, had surrender my will to Bhagavan, to live a life of dharma. Isn't it? This is a karma yoga lifestyle. You live. And that karma yoga life, if you have a commitment to live a karma yoga lifestyle, itself is enough. With understanding, not simply saying it. It has to be, what is karma yoga has to be really understood well. Then that is lived here. It is not talked. That is why you lived. You know what is living life of karma yoga, then you live the life of karma yoga, isn't it? That is where you say knowledge should be practiced. Isn't it? Here you have a past practice. You live life of karma yoga. Then that prepares the mind. Then you have more meditative disposition, and naturally you become what? You are more focused and more ready for light life. Then vanaprastha, less respond is meditative. Then you are ready for what? That life when you lived and you also understood shastram everything, you have shastra jnanam, you have contemplative disposition, you still you have to exhaust your prarabdha. What do? Place the mind in vastu, then live your life. Placing the mind in vastu. Paramburil manadai vaitthu shivane enrippad ennanna sanyasa vaalkai. Understand now? Shivane ennanartham? You know, in Tamil we say, be quiet. To say be quiet, you know, yes, Shivane, remain as Shiva. Isn't that means what? That means you know what Shiva is, place your mind in Swarupam, then just be, mind is in Swarupam, then just live your life. Just exhaust your prarabdha. That is sannyasa ashrama. This is contemplative midlife. It's a karma yogi, then meditative person, and then contemplative life. Meditative life, contemplative life. Isn't it? Initially, life of activity. Once you go, what now? What is the subject matter? At last, what do you understand? What do you arrive at through contemplation? Yourself. Look at this. The whole life you lived for what? To discover yourself. That is what is what? Who's yourself? Shiva. What is that form? No, we say what? Aghora, Apapakashini. Isn't it? That form you discover. Aghora, Apapakashini. And that form becomes what? Your Swarupam. That is why Bhagavan is called what? Hey, Girishanta. Is it clear now? It's very beautiful, isn't it? Do you see the beauty of that? Very expressive Sanskritam, very, very highly expressive language. Hey, Girishanta. Yameshum Girishanta हस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे न यामिशम् गिरिशन्त हस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे शिवाम् गिरित्र एंड अनदर वर्ड कम्स गिरित्र से नो See, Girishanta, say now?
Girishanta.
See, Girishanta is Bhagavan's name. Another name is what? Girishantan, Tamil you can say. In Sanskrit you say Girishanta, Girishantaha. Giritraha, say now?
Giritraha.
These are very simple word. Tra means protects, protector. Like Gayatri, remember? Gayatri means what? One who, the mantra is feminine, isn't it? Which protects the one who researches Gayatri. And Shastram, I taught the meaning of the word Shastram, remember? Remember that meaning? That which protects, remaining, governing, that which governs your life and protects you is what? Shastram. And now I say what? Giritra. The tra means what? Trayate is the verb. Trayate means protects. Giritra means one who protects the one who protects remaining as the subject matter of the Shastram. Giritra. Giri stands for Shastram. Giritra means what? One who remains in Giri, Shastra. How does Bhagavan remain in Giri? A subject matter of the Shastra Giri. Shastra Malayin Vishayamaga Irukkiravan. Understand now? Remaining as the subject matter of the mountain, Shastram, one who protects is what? Giritraha. I got the meaning. Giritraha, therefore, Giritra. Yamishum girishantahaste bibharshastave shivam giritratam kuru mahigum si purusham jagat. He says, hey Giritra, hey Girishanta, you're calling Bhagavan by all the names, all new names, isn't it? Hey Giritra, hey Girishanta. No, he says, make your arrow auspicious. That means what? Make your arrow auspicious, already auspicious arrow. Make it auspicious means what? He says, Ma higum sihi. This is a prayer, another prayer comes. Ma higum sihi. Please don't, what? Hurt us with your arrow. Ma him sihi. Don't hurt us who? Us. Jagat means, Jagat stands for children, us offspring. Don't hurt our children. Please don't punish our children. They might have done some unknowingly some papam in the previous gender, they had their own paradha. Don't punish my children. No? And then also what? Don't punish my cattle. So don't bring any sorrow in the form of what? Problems of my children, my family and my Jagat stands for everything. All that that belongs to me. Oh Lord, please don't hurt us. How? Don't bring us any sorrow in any form. The difficulties of anything that belongs to me. And also my cattle. The only in Veda, you ask for happiness for your cattle also. Because in India, cows have to be healthy, no? Otherwise, we won't get milk and the life gone. Because in villages, some villages, milk, cow dung cakes and cow dung and all those things, everything is for us food. Everything is in fact money. Therefore, that's why you ask for Girishan Purusham Jagat. Purusha stands for people. And Jagat stands for all that belongs to me. Don't punish, O Lord, anything which belongs to me. The people, you know, also the cattle, also everything. Nice one. Is it clear now? Okay, we'll chant now. I think I finished the meaning till here. Is it clear? Remember all the meanings now? Don't worry, I'm going to give you the Swamiji's book later on. But not now. If I give you now, you won't concentrate. That's why I'm not giving. He'll be distracted this way. It is in English. Yeah. But everybody's explained. I'll give you. Okay. Tamil also I got a book, but not by Swamiji. Somebody else's. Om, now till here we'll practice the mantras. Om namaste rudra manyava utota ishave. How many names you have learned today? Bhagavan's names. Mrudaha, say now.
Mrudaha.
Then, Girishantaha.
Girishantaha.
Giritraha.
Giritraha.
Three names.
Akutra.
Agoraha, Rudraha. Okay, you say after me three times every mantra. Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha.
Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota
Ishave Namaha.
Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha.
Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha. Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bahubhyam Utate Namaha.
Namaste Astu Dhanvane
Bahubhyam Utate Namaha.
Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bahubhyam Utate Namaha.
Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bahubhyam Utate Namaha. Yata Ishu Shivatama Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuh.
Yata Ishu Shivatama
Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuh.
Yata Ishu Shivatama Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuh.
Yata Ishu Shivatama Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuh. Shiva Sharau Yayata Vatayano Rudra Mrudaya.
Shiva
Sharau Yayata Vatayano Rudra Mrudaya.
Shiva Sharau Yayata Vatayano Rudra Mrudaya.
Shiva Sharau Yayata Vatayano Rudra Mrudaya. Again.
Shiva Sharau Yayata Vatayano Rudra Mrudaya.
Shiva Sharau Yayata Vatayano Rudra Mrudaya.
Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini.
Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini.
Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini.
How does it say?
Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini.
Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini.
Yate Rudra Shiva
Tanura Ghora Papakashini. Tayanastanu Vashantamaya Girishantabichakashihi.
Tayanastanu Vashantamaya Girishantabichakashihi.
Huh? Voice out.
Tayanastanu Vashantamaya Girishantabichakashihi.
See, you can't tell me. Okay, wait.
Tayanastanuvashantamaya.
Repeat again.
Tayanastanuvashantamaya. Tayanastanuvashantamaya.
Again.
Tayanastanuvashantamaya.
Again.
Tayanastanuvashantamaya. Girishantabichakashihi. Tayanastanuvashantamaya.
This you have to say prayer again.
Girishantabichakashihi. Girishantabichakashihi. Girishantabichakashihi.
Tayanastanuvashantamaya Girishantabichakashihi.
Tayanastanuvashantamaya Girishantabichakashihi.
See, be careful about taya. See, taya, don't say daya, taya.
Tayanastanuvashantamaya Girishantabichakashihi. Tayanastanuvashantamaya Girishantabichakashihi.
Tayanastanuvashantamaya Girishantabichakashihi.
तयानस्तनुवाशन्तमया गिरिशन्ताभिचाकशीः
अगेन्
तयानस्तनुवाशन्तमया गिरिशन्ताभिचाकशीः नस्तनुवाशन्तमया गिरिशन्ताभिचाकशीः यामिषुङ्गिरिशन्तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे
यामिषुङ्गिरिशन्तहस्ते
बिभर्ष्यस्तवे यामिषुङ्गिरिशन्तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे यामिषुङ्गिरिशन्तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे यामिषुङ्गिरिशन्तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे यामिषुङ्गिरिशन्तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे शिवां गिरित्रतां कुरु माहिगुंसे पुरुषं जगत्
शिवां
गिरित्रतां कुरु माहिगुंसे पुरुषं जगत्
टु प्रेयर्स् आर् देर् मेक् युर् एरो आस्पिशियस् ओ लार्ड् Next prayer is what? Please don't punish, don't hurt my people and belongings. How will you say that?
Shivam giritratam kuru, Shivam giritratam kuru, Shivam giritratam kuru, Shivam giritratam kuru, Shivam giritratam kuru.
The next Mahigumsi,
Mahigumsi,
Mahigumsi, sorry,
Mahigumsi,
Mahigumsi,
Mahigumsi, Purusham Jagat,
Purusham Jagat,
Purusham Jagat, Mahigumse Purusham Jagat,
Mahigumse Purusham Jagat,
Mahigumse Purusham Jagat, Mahigumse Purusham Jagat,
Mahigumse
Purusham Jagat,
Mahigumse, don't hurt, don't punish. Isn't it?
Mahigum se purusham jagat.
Mahigum se purusham jagat.
Okay, stopped. Now, stay from the beginning once. I go to Sanskrit class.
Om namo bhagavate.
Together.
Om namo bhagavate rudraya.
Namaste
rudramanyava utota ishave namaha. नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः यात इषु शिवतमा शिवं बभूवते धनुः शिवाशरौ यातवतया नो रुद्रमृडय याते रुद्र शिवा तनुरघोरा पापकाशिनी तयानस्तनुवाशन्तमया गिरिशन्ताभिचाकशीः यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे शिवाम् गिरित्रताम् कुरु माहिगुंसे पुरुषम् जगत्
When you chant everything together, learn well and that'd be nice, isn't it? But you have to be very patient. If you're in a hurry, you can't learn, isn't it? At least you know, at least when you chant, don't chant mechanically. At least you know the meaning of the word. Girishantaha, Giritraha, Mridaha, isn't it? Shivaha, Rudraha, Paranga, Bhagavan Kavala Perana. You know, Kiranaha. Kiranaha means ray of light. That is Grahanam. That is different. Abhichakashi actually enlighten, bring in light, reveal their form. Abhichakashi, there we protect. Abhichakashi has second person verb, isn't it? Is it imperative? Like pahi, abhichakashi. Abhi is a prefix added there. Auspicious, அது வந்து மங்களம், மங்களம், சுபம், சிவம், சம், கல்யாணம், பத்ரம், ஸ்வஸ்தி. இத்தனைக்கும் ஒரே பொருள் தான் மங்களம். மங்களம்னா என்ன பொருள்? மங்கள மங்கள வடிவானவன். ஆல் த வேர்ட்ஸ் மீன் தி சேம். நோ, சி சம் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் இன் தமிழ் ஆல்சோ. சி தே நோ மங்களம், தே நோ சிவம். யா, மங்களம் இஸ் தமிழ் ஆல்சோ யூஸ் இட் ஆல்சோ சேம். பட் வால் திங் இஸ் தே டு நாட் நோ வாட் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி மங்களம் மீன்ஸ். மங்களம் தே யூஸ் த வேர்ட். Do you have you ever heard mangalam means what? Mangalagarama irukudu. What is that? What simply, what is auspicious? They simply auspicious, auspicious. Wedding is an auspicious occasion. Enake birthday is auspicious occasion. Death is not auspicious occasion. Isn't that? Auspicious occasion, everything, you know. See, occasion wherein, which does not make you unhappy, is auspicious. Understand now? It makes you, unhappy, it marriage also is what? Isn't it? Not auspicious. In fact, in Indian thing, wedding is definitely auspicious only. Because that is why it is going to prepare you for the best, most auspicious knowledge. Discovery of auspiciousness, isn't it? Knowledge of auspiciousness is the most auspicious knowledge. The life, the married life, is supposed to prepare both man and woman together for that knowledge. That is why it, what? Marriage is auspicious. If it does not prepare, it is not auspicious. Isn't it? That's why Grihastha Ashrama. It is the, you know, you understood why Grihastha. Isn't it? Bhagavan is complete. It is a whole. Nothing is separated there. When you get old, you have to be prepared for that. That is the meaning, isn't it? Remember the word, when you see Girishanta, Girishantaha and Giritraha. If you see the meaning of this verse, so beautiful. Do you see the meaning? How beautiful they are. It conveys so much. One word tells you so much. That is why Mangalam, Shubham, Shubham also we have Tamil. Shubham, Mangalam, Kalyanam. But what is, now Shivam they know as the name of the Lord, but they don't know it, they can't connect it. Shivam, they don't know Sham also. Sham. Shankaraha, Shivankaraha, Shubhankaraha, Mangalakaraha, Kalyanakaraha, Swastikaraha, Bhadrakaraha. All same thing. Bhadram. Auspiciousness. Bhadram also means auspiciousness. Madhuram means sweet. Sweetness, isn't it? Here, auspicious, that meaning. And then, if you ask really what is auspiciousness, it is not, there's no object. Like, what is happiness? Happiness, fullness, limitlessness, auspiciousness, all very abstract. Understand? Very, very abstract. It is not something to be seen and known as an object. Isn't it? Do you know that? Happiness, fullness, limitlessness, auspiciousness, it is an object to be known. It means, okay, happiness. What is happiness? What is fullness? What is limitlessness? What is auspiciousness? All swarupam of the reality. This is how reality is. Isn't it? Therefore, how do you have to explain that? Isn't it? The only way. Sorrowless does not cause sorrow. That which drives away sorrow is auspiciousness. Adha mangalam. Anything which causes sorrow is inauspicious. Understand now? Anything which causes pain in you is what? Inauspicious. Anything which has sorrow is inauspicious. Anything which does not help you to drive away your sorrow is inauspicious. Especially mainly that which has sorrow, which causes sorrow is inauspicious. That which does not cause sorrow is auspicious. As an adjective. because we celebrated yesterday Shivaratri, so we'll stop.